Hello, my name is Nakia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am, but I'm also calling with a quick question. I've waited, I do believe I fall in under 1C as a medical high-risk test area. I'm missing half a lung due to cancer a few years ago. I don't have cancer any longer. So for when I schedule my vaccination, do I need to get approval from my doctor, some type of approval to bring, or because I see them in about a month. So I was wondering if I need to do that before I go ahead and schedule. I've waited to allow other people to go in front of me, but I feel like I know I'm eligible. But so how does that work? Hello?
So
okay, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you.
Because, okay, so you stated that you've already been placed on a pre-registration list, correct?
No, I've not been. I've not done anything yet because I'm home and I'm not around around a lot of people, so I've allowed everyone else to go in front of me. I'm missing half a lung, and I had cancer, which is why it's gone. So I'm concerned if I came down with COVID that it would cause me problems. So I believe I'm eligible under that guideline. But I don't know if I just schedule my appointment because of that reason, do I need any, either way, whether I need to see my doctor to get identification that I'm eligible for the shot or pre-register for something. I don't want to schedule for something and then show up and find out I needed something, you know, to show you that I'm eligible.
Okay, now, with this department here, we provide you with testing sites, but in your case, you want the vaccine, so hold on.
Oh, I'm looking for the vaccine. I'm sorry. I got this number off your health website. It said for information for anything for COVID, so this was the phone number that I saw.
Oh, no, you're fine. What county are you in?
I'm in Shelby.
Shelby. Okay, two locations, one in Columbiana and one in Pelham. Which one do you prefer?
Either one's fine.
Now, you would have to select one or the other.
Okay, Pelham is closer.
Pelham. Okay, that's the Shelby County Health Department, Northeastern, located on 2000 County Services Drive.
Sure.
May I have your age?
54.
Your first and last name with the spelling?
It's Kimberly, Kimberly, Edwards, Edwards.
One good callback number for you?
205-243-6803.
May I have you spell out your email address for me?
Yes. Okay, it's kedwardsal at gmail.
Okay, first and last name is Kimberly Edwards. Phone number is 205-243-6803. Email address is kedwardsal@gmail.com. County is Shelby.
Yes.
Age is 54.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So by me doing this, I'm placing you on a pre-registration list. Unfortunately, I don't know how long it'll take before you're contacted. However, someone from the Shelby County Health Department will call you once appointments become available.
Okay, so that means I don't need to go get something through my doctor, through my pulmonary doctor, or I do?
Honestly, I would say no, because when they contact you, they will inquire about pre-existing health conditions in your profession. It's just right now all citizens are being placed on that list, so we're not inquiring about that information right now.
Okay. Okay, well, then I'll just wait my turn. That's fine.
All right. But for more information, just periodically check the website.
Okay.
Which is the ADPH.org.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for putting me on the list. I wasn't sure what to do at this point.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.